Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Revi'i Vayera is really a massive aliyah that begins with the continuation of the destruction of Sodom and Amorah. The language is the language of the Mabul. Bishaches is called Ari HaKikar. Bahafoches Harim. Hashem Himtir. It was Matar that turned to Gafris Va'esh. A lot of, you know, similarities in terms of the description of the Mabul and Sodom. And, of course, the aftermath is one and the same. Lot and his two daughters, which I want to talk about, and Noach and his son, in some kind of an act of arayos involving Yayin. And then we move on to Avram and Avimelech, a recapitulation with important differences, as the Ramban notes from Paro. This Avimelech was basically Hagoy Gam Tzadik Tarog, really a righteous person and a person of Yashrus. And then finally, of course, Vashem Pakadis Sarah, Targum Unklus of Zachar. The idea of Sarah being remembered, redeemed through the birth of Yitzchak Avinu. The story of Lot's two daughters, obviously, Omer Darsheni, what exactly happened, but the Sforno takes a very, very strong position that it was an Aveiro Lishma. Bechol Drachecha Do'ehu, he quotes from Chazal, based on the Pasuk and Mishlei, Afilu Dvar Aveira, that they really had in their minds that Avinu Zakein, if Lot is not quite old at this point, necessarily by ancient standards, he's certainly Be'ez Zikna. He's confused and disoriented. His entire life choice to, Vayehal Ad Sodom, Arim Asher Yashav Bahein Lot, as the Torah goes out of its way to say, it's being, demonstrated that that was utter folly, and, he did it, and he can't undo it. Avinu Zakein, he gives the impression of an old man, as the Sforno says, somebody who's not really going to be able to last much longer. V'ish ein baretz lavo alinu k'derech kol haretz, and there isn't an ish hagun, as the Sforno says, there isn't somebody who'd be a natural mate for us, and therefore, nechayem avinu zara, that their concern is that the world over is either destroyed according to Rashi, or at least Tzohar is destroyed according to the Sforno. But the point is that, it's not going to be very possible for them to ensure that they have children, and so their father becomes a great vehicle for that. But they really were niskavein the Dvar Mitzvah. In a way, it's a Sforno l'shitasa, right? That when Lot, offered up these same two daughters, right? He did so with the idea in mind that it would really be for the right reasons, not that they would even be taken advantage of, but Chasanav lo Kheven Osav would speak up and would intervene. But I do want to make a point, is that even if we should assume Ledvar, it's an Aveiro Lishma, Ledvar Mitzvah Niskavnu, they had in mind really the, sustaining the world, and that all of that can be true, but there is a poetic justice or injustice, if you prefer, within this framework. Because as we can understand, Lot, through his actions, created a model whereby his daughters, would think about the idea of using their father in a way that, would be unfathomable under normal circumstances. When, Lot said in the previous aliyah, "Hinena li shtevanos asherli adui shotzianos hen alechem vasulahen katov enechem rakla nashim hoyel al tasu davar ki alkin bo betzel korasi." When they said that, right? So the idea was that under certain conditions, when Lot said that, so even one's family ties, whatever he had in mind, even if he had in mind that at the 11th hour, the arusim would swoop in, but the idea is that b'shas hadchak, one can make use of one's family members in a shocking way. And his daughters learned that lesson very well. Avinu zakein v'yishen baretz levo aleinu k'derech kol aretz. They didn't try davening, they didn't try, maybe exploring a little bit and seeing what was going on. And again, there's a range of views. The Sforno says it was really the Shema. There's a famous passage in the Igros Moshe about that, so we're not going to doubt that, but even if you assume that, that doesn't mean that something else couldn't have been done. But where'd they get the idea of being with family in this fashion? I think we understand very well that that was a permission structure that Lot himself had created, and I think that's the pshat in Chazal, which Rashi quotes: a person who's Lot achar arayos, a person who already is coming from a certain perspective, machilin oso mi bisaro, that really this could be traced back to what Lot did. They were but reflecting a certain mentality that Lot had given to them, bequeathed to them, and this was, of course, a devastating moment for Lot, and his story ends as Noach's does, you know, b'shechruso, uve, you know, genuso, in a way, a person of great, achievement, a person who really was Moser Nefesh for Hachnasa Zorachim, a person who went, you know, with Avraham Avinu, v'yizkar lo kimes Avraham, v'yishalach haslot mitoch hafeicha. After all, Lot really did sacrifice to, you know, join the journey to begin with, and an ignominious end. Ein davar shemevi ulala ala adam ala hayayin certainly comes to mind within this framework.